This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Our news.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. HISD's board will consider firing a union president when it meets tonight. Michelle Williams is president of the Houston Education Association. She teaches at Benbrook Elementary. News 88.7's Bianca Seward says Williams was assigned home duty with pay for insubordination, and what the district says was failure to follow campus protocols.
This is the second time HISD has tried to fire Williams. She was removed from her classroom last year, but was later ordered by a court to be reinstated. Here's Williams ahead of her hearing.
Honestly, it's like deja vu. We'll just fight it just like we did the first time.
Williams says it's retaliation by HISD for filing grievances against the district as union president and leaving school to attend the grievance hearing. In a statement, HISD says, quote, filing a complaint is not an exemption from following supervisors' directives. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Even though Houston faces a big budget deficit, Mayor Whitmire says he doesn't want to raise property taxes. Whitmire argues the city needs to cut expenditures and pursue stopgap funding. He says he wants to fulfill a campaign promise.
And like I said, it's not just about dollars and cents. It's credibility and trust. So when you go with a major effort, you're going to have the support. And we're building it.
Houston City Council is expected to vote next week on whether to raise property tax rates. Texans are paying less for gas this week. AAA Texas says the statewide average is $2.71 a gallon. That's 4 cents less than last week. Drivers in El Paso have the most expensive gas in the state, while Lubbock has the cheapest. Here in Houston, the average this week is $2.65, and that's a 2 cent drop. Some cooler temperatures on the way to the Houston area. Tonight, we're expecting mostly clear skies, overnight low around 68 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high around 90. Cooler temperatures Friday night, clear skies in the forecast with a low around 64. Temperatures Saturday, high for the day, around 87 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder.